everybody. It's the call sheet with Keith Coogan. Keith ain't here.
Yeah.
As usual.
Let me introduce some peeps to you before we tell you where Keith is now. Wow. Then I'll introduce our special guests. We actually have guests who braved downtown Los Angeles tonight. Sitting with me is from the movie Holes. He was completely cut out of that.
Yep.
But he works at Universal Studios Hollywood, and he now can hire and fire at will. ladies and gentlemen, Robert Armour.
Thank you.
Also with us, the lovely, the talented, great actor. I loved your work in Herbie Goes Bananas. What the hell were you in?
Which I was also cut out of.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Peter Miller.
Yeah, always great to be here with you, Jonathan.
Also with us tonight, let me explain, first of all, where Keith is, and then I'll explain our special co-host tonight. Keith, as you know, has been traveling the world, and he has now traveled to Munich, Germany.
What?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, last Thursday night to see a Justin Bieber concert.
Oh. Who wouldn't?
No, well, but now, apparently, he didn't have the proper documents to bring his cappuccino monkey
nailed it
named Kenny, which he's had since he made the flick Cheetah in Africa back in 89.
Bosom Buddies.
It's a Disney film. You can get it on VHS or Beta, maybe. Well, he can't get this monkey past the airport in Germany, so the animal, Kenny the monkey, has to stay with the airport authorities. And now word is Keith fought with the German police and was also put into quarantine with Kenny. No word yet on whether or not he got to see the Bieber concert. Why am I talking like this?
A big show tonight.
And also, Stephanie isn't here tonight.
Oh,
God.
And here's why.
We are going to miss her in the show.
You know what? She might as well be here because she doesn't say anything. Yeah. Yes, Stephanie is here
tonight.
Stephanie
is still here. Why'd you even? You could have just easily played it off.
Well, Keith was allowed to make one phone call from his German jail cell and asked her to fly to Munich to bail him out. The only thing is Steph speaks no German and has no Deutschmarks. Or money, euro. But what we do have is somebody from England. Mm-hmm. She came all the way from England to be here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Alison Diamond.
Yay.
Welcome, Alison.
I do speak German, actually.
Hello.
Oh. I do.
Wait, was that German right there? Hello?
Ich spreche Deutsch.
Oh.
Whoa.
Say Stephanie,
the wrong person.
Don't come back.
Yeah, we sent the wrong person is what we're doing.
Well,
Say Stephanie.
Not that advanced.
Oh, not that, but, well, I can say five beer bitter, which is
two beers, please. See, I can translate.
Well done.
Wow,
this has got Wally Pip written all over it. The situation.
The wrong person.
This show tonight is not live because you're listening to a downloader, so obviously you didn't even know it. But we did bring in some homeless people to
cheer
us on. Let's hear it for the homeless audience.
They love it. They waited all day out there. Waited all day to get into this show tonight.
That's actually four homeless people.
I also like how they always fade out.
I know.
Perfectly.
Well, perfectly. Well,
every
time. I gave him the signal. I said,
that's good.
They cut out for us.
I want to talk about music for 1 second. I never mentioned this guy, Jeff Fiorentino, who did always does a wonderful job. He was here live. He comes in and he leaves with the intro song to the call sheet. I always mean to mention him, and I never do. And I apologize, Jeff, but he does some great stuff. Let's hear from the homeless people.
Let's
and for Jeff Fiorentino.
We love him.
Boy, our guests and I are like, what the hell?
What have we gotten ourselves into?
Let's talk about our guest right now. First, I'd like to introduce a buddy of mine. I did a TV show with him called Men of a Certain Age. It brings a tear to my eye just talking about it.
Yep.
Because that show was gone way too soon, man. He played Albert in the show. I was his guidance counselor on the show. But I think I had one scene with you. You didn't even know I was on the show, did you?
Oh, no.
Thank you.
What a job you did.
And he also has a band. You have a band.
I do have a band.
The Fever, F-E-A-V-E-R.
Don't wear it out.
What are we, in high school? Who gave you that joke? Did you guys think of this stuff in advance?
I have a whole
book
full of them.
We have to say, don't wear it out. And
okay, yeah.
Peter's your mom wears it out. That's what we have to say. I don't know. Braden LeMasters is with us tonight.
Welcome.
Peter, you have abused that privilege. That is enough. All right, we just lost two. No, okay.
And one has a gong.
Wow. Right. I think Mindy just left. Oh, Mindy's here. Mindy!
Hey, Mindy!
What up, dude?
What's up, Mindy? Yeah, I got Mindy some gummy worms. She is happy as a clam.
Oh, yeah.
Mindy, how are we doing so far?
You guys are doing great.
Yeah. Solid show.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Solid.
Also with us, two of your bandmates, Cole Preston is here.
Yeah.
Cole is here. Cole plays the drums.
I can't control these people. They're out of control. They love these kids. What
Cole,
can I say?
Just make sure you kind of talk into that mic.
Yep. Thank you, homeless people.
They love you. They love you, Cole.
You're looking at Peter when you said that. You would be right.
It's the beard.
Also with us tonight is Zach Mendenhall. Zach.
Yep.
Wow.
And we're missing one.
You guys know this is radio, right?
We have good faces for radio.
Braden is stretching. He's really tired right now.
Oh, no.
And where's number four?
And what Dylan. Happened?
Where is Dylan? Dylan Minnette is also
He's
in
too good
band.
For us.
Yeah, Dylan Minnette is actually in Atlanta filming a movie.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wow. It's Minnette, it's not Minnette?
Oh, it, no, it's
All these
Minnette.
Years. Oh, no one knows wow. the answer, me.
He was that's like, why he didn't I'm come not coming out. To do your show. Forget it. You can't say my last name. It's okay, you can't say my last name either.
What show is he doing out there?
Well, he's actually doing a movie called Prisoners, playing Hugh Jackman's son.
Holy crap.
Wow. The Hugh Jackman.
So, the janitor.
His brother. Hank.
But he's doing that. He should be back soon, and we're gonna start doing stuff. So
yeah. Nice. Wear it out.
Ooh, that was so him,
sorry.
John. That was
that
right
didn't work
out.
At all. That did not work.
That
at
was
all.
Awkward.
Can we start the show over? Okay, so Braden, that's you. Let's talk a little bit, man. I haven't seen you in like in a year and a half or 2 years.
Been too long, man.
I think the last time I saw you, I'm not sure when was the Men of a Certain Age rap party, because you guys played the party.
We That's did. Right, yeah. Wow. That was geez, 2 years ago? I mean, a year ago? I mean, what? Do you know?
Yeah.
2 years ago.
You guys were babies
two,
back
3 years
then.
Ago. It was crazy.
Wow. And you were like really young. How old are you now?
17.
Holy crap.
Wow.
You have a driver's license?
I do.
That nice. Usually happens around that time.
Are you guys all 17? Not you, Peter, but are you guys 17?
I'm 16 and I'm 18.
You need to be at least 18 to walk into this building. We had to hide all the syringes. All the,
we did our best to clean the place up.
It was more like an obstacle than really just coming into the studio. We actually had to climb around and it was dangerous.
Peter doesn't clean up after himself.
Exactly.
I am a gigantic mess.
And now that Stephanie's not dropping bottles of vodka around, we're good.
Thank God.
Nothing broken. We don't have to worry about glass. It's good.
Allison, you're
Luckily,
doing
Luckily, I don't drink.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Thank you.
And she is not happy about it, folks. Aww. She is definitely not happy about it.
Mad.
She said mad. Not mad. Mom.
In English.
Hello.
Mad.
Would you say it maybe gives you a fever?
It does give
like
me a fever.
Do you guys like that? I can do this all night long. But this is the fever, not the fever.
Oh.
Right. No, I'm very curious about that. You know, I mean, I'm sure you probably get asked that question constantly, but.
Oh, never. What,
is it because of just the generation of texting and just autocorrect and you just happened one day? And
no,
just,
was it like the Beatles? Did you have to put an extra A in?
Something, yeah, because there is the song The Fever, I think, by The Boss, Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, I mean, geez, it's such a weird thing because I came up with that one when I was like 10 or 11 years old. So it's kind of, you know, we have some plans
like
in the works.
So you just couldn't spell, really.
Yeah,
and that was the biggest problem. And that's just what came out at the time. Okay,
yeah,
we're with you.
So, you know, it's just kind of, I just kind of put it in there. But you know what, you know, yeah, we kind of like it. I don't know.
Brilliant. The best explanation I've ever heard for anything in my life. I mean, I hope your fans are really, they're finally like all these years of just wanting to know and it just burst their bubble. They're just like, there it is. Wow.
Braden, are you guys having a private conversation? Yeah. What are you talking about? I can hear you. You're in front of a mic.
I just kind of like it.
I mean, Mindy's sleeping and she woke up and she's like, what the hell is that? Gummy bears.
Are we going to have to separate you three?
Maybe.
I think we might have to put them on opposite sides of the table.
Hey, dude, do you want to leave? Yeah, let's go. I can hear you. I can totally hear you. Robert's blocking the door, man. Trust me. You ain't getting out.
I don't wear this beard for nothing.
Speaking of Robert.
Yes.
You know, have you guys heard of the movie Holes? Have you heard of it?
Which one?
The one with Shia LaBeouf.
Yes.
Okay. Did you know that Robert played Billy Kincaid in that? And he was the bad guy. guy, Derek and he Dunn. Was told, Derek
Dunn, please, for the love of God, get it right.
He was told on the red carpet the night of the premiere that he was cut out of the movie and had to sit through the rest of the thing. Now, has that ever, now being a young actor like yourself, has that ever happened to you? Has anyone ever done that to you?
No.
If you're good.
Okay. You're that good.
No, I don't think I've ever, I mean, I've been cut out of scenes, but not actually.
Now the whole performance
not
is
the
gone.
Whole performance,
yeah.
No.
I mean, it's
so Robert,
it's
how pissed off does that make you right now? Are you going to slap this guy right now?
I'm not going to slap him. He's underage, and I know the rules. but he's 18, so.
how much work have you had?
Forgive me, Cole and Zach, when we did, there was an episode of Men of a Certain Age where I come out and I introduced Dog's Best Friend. Were you guys both in that scene? I can't even remember. I had to learn that my one line that night. I didn't have time to focus.
I was in that scene.
You were in that scene.
Zach was.
You, Cole, were in that scene.
Yes.
Zach, where the hell were you?
I was at home or something. I don't know.
Okay, Robert, yeah. Zach had more screen time than you did, and he wasn't even in the episode. All
thanks.
Right?
Thanks.
Thank you.
I don't know how that
Robert
worked.
Is loving that.
And how many lines did you have in Cloud Atlas again?
I had
that were...
Wow. There it is.
Yeah, here's the funny thing. Robert, I'm still seen in the film.
Yes, but I'm on the DVD with lines still.
Oh, yeah?
All right, let's see what's
are
happening.
Are you in a special feature on that, actually?
I am.
You
I
are?
Two,
let's
two
not
two
find in front
scenes.
Of the guy.
Well, I am going to get the collector's edition right after
this. There's no collector's edition.
Yeah, that
is,
you can get that. It's a combo with Cheetah.
There's not a Criterion collection of those or anything out there.
Guys.
That is a shame.
So, Braden, I have a few topics here I want to talk about.
Yes. What's your favorite color?
Now, let's talk about Men of a Certain Age, then we'll get into your band, The Fever.
Perfect.
F-E-A-V-E-R.
Excuse me. Jesus. I swear, John, I think every
zero.
Single show, for you people out there that actually download this, go back and listen, because I would guarantee that every show... There is at least one of those amazing sounds
Allison's,
that come out of John Donahue.
Allison's
going to
release
mouth.
One in a minute. She's building up a
bird. I'm releasing anything.
Okay. Oh, boy. Peter, that should be taken away.
No, it's the best thing ever.
Yeah, before the show tonight, Cole asked for a Fanta.
No, Zach.
Oh, Zach. Who did, Zach?
Zach.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
You did. My bad. Yeah. You two look alike from over here.
They look so, for those of you out there, they do look identical.
Identical.
So, identical. I mean,
we got
swear.
The 7-Eleven brand of Fanta. So I think it's actually homeless urine.
Just, you don't even want to know what
it is. It's pretty good, but...
it's one of our audience members. It's good. It'll be fine.
7-Eleven urine Fanta. Get it now.
I hear Obamacare is good, so...
What was it like, Braden, a Men of a Certain Age, working with Ray Romano? Now, how'd that audition go?
The audition went very well.
Obviously.
I remember that in the original audition that Albert, my character, actually had a nervous twitch. So when I did the audition, I would always be like, hey, Dad, would you want to go to the... Like, I always had to do that.
And you're jerking your head back and forth.
Oh, yes.
Because it is radio, Braden.
I'm jerking my head back and forth for all those people that are listening.
Yeah.
And
like a mini seizure.
So like a mini seizure, yeah. So means head bobbing. So basically,
what's the matter with this kid? Something's wrong with this kid.
Nailed it.
So basically, yeah, that went really well. And when I started working, they kind of took that out. And
wait a minute, when you started working, you mean in the like a pilot?
When I started working in the pilot in the show, yeah.
Wow.
They took that nervous twitch out.
I know how that feels.
And
well, they
yeah.
didn't take his whole performance out, Robert. So yes.
And but yeah, working with Ray was amazing because he's such a nice guy and like a good mentor, and he's just an amazing person.
As far as mentored, would he ever take you aside and you know talk to you about you know in this scene you know.
Yeah.
Try this.
Did he ever touch you? Is what I think John is asking.
I know.
That's where you were going, John.
No, it was not, actually.
Sick bastard.
Go ahead.
Basically, no, we would really just kind of talk about it openly right there and just kind of be like...
I saw the fights, man. You and him
yeah,
going
he saw the fights.
So I saw you guys slapping each other around. And I'm like, wow, Braden is really giving it to Ray today. Because I see you take Ray aside from... like, Ray, you really need
Ray,
to concentrate here.
Like, what's going on, man?
Yeah, I mean, be in the moment here.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I just kind of did it, you know, and it was really natural because, like, I mean, I just kind of it was like a friend, you know. We just kind of talked back and forth, like it wasn't really anything put on or anything, so it was cool.
Yeah, was it, do you think it was like a father-son relationship to a degree? I mean, that kind of mentoring.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the funniest thing because it's kind of music related too. The funniest thing I ever said to him was, I don't know if you people listening know who this is, but Julian Casablancas, the singer of The Strokes. I once told Ray Romano that he looks like a cleaned up version of him. That makes sense. So just look up the resemblance. But basically, no, just a funny story I remembered. But basically, he was just an amazing man to work with.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah. Of course. Sounds like he's dead. I'm sure he's still with us.
Yeah, he's around.
Ray
God
is awesome.
Rest his soul.
Ray is awesome. He's definitely instrumental in me getting a part. Him and Mike Royce, who, by the way, 1600 Penn. Funny show. Have you watched it?
I have.
Good, because he might be listening. You better say yes.
Ooh.
It's a very funny show, and so those guys together, they were amazing. What a great set to be on, yeah?
Really, really.
Yeah.
And all three of you guys worked on this Men of Certain Age. Is that what happened?
Well, I was on a series regular, but he was...
Right, yeah, you were regular.
You actually had to play in that episode, you guys.
Yeah, we played in like a little high school
Zach.
Band.
You had to play the high school band called Dog's Best Friend. But you had to play bad in that episode, right?
Yep.
Okay. How was that? How was that playing bad? I mean, because you guys are obviously good.
Thank you.
Okay. But answer the question.
What do you guys think, Cole?
I mean, it was interesting. You know, I don't know. It was fun. I had a good time. Like, we had some scenes and, like, just hanging out all day. It was cool.
I had a good time. Yeah, it was fun to play that.
Those guys are sharing a mic. It's hilarious. Well, I got to read a text. Who's it? Oh, okay, that's great. Robert's girlfriend is listening. Wait, is this live?
Exactly.
Wait, are we live? Oh my gosh. Well, if you can hear us, this is the magic of Skid Row Studios.
We were going to be on delay.
This happened before. Call in. Why not? What the hell? We're live now. Guys, you got to watch what you're saying.
Oh,
we can't edit this out.
Apparently, it might be faintly heard. 1-800-893-9562
to talk to the Fever, Brayden LeMasters, Allison, to ask her some questions about
being British.
The Queen.
This show just took a weird turn suddenly.
1-800-893. No, this happened before. We were actually told before that we were recording, and then I was like, Keith, we're live. He's like, what? What'd you say? We're live. And he thought he was talking privately to Mindy. He goes, Mindy, are we live? I'm like, we can hear you, Keith. He's like, oh, I guess we are live. Okay. So not even Coogie knew.
Kookie Coogan.
Kookie, I can't even say it. Okay, what else we got here? You know what I wanted to ask you? You know what I loved working on that show? One of the great reasons of the guest stars that would come in. Mm. And Robert Loggia, the great Robert Loggia, came in. Now, you're looking, because you're young. He's been in everything. He played your grandfather,
yes.
Brayden, on the show. Now, did he ever take you aside and say, kid! You know, where's the bathroom? No, did he ever take you aside and give you some advice as well? Or, I mean, what was it like working with him?
I'm not even sure he left the chair he was sitting in, but...
He might still be there.
No, he's
still there. No, he spit on your shoe.
He was really an interesting man to work with because he's really, like, he has a lot of knowledge, you know? It was really cool talking to him, and playing my grandfather was really cool. And
you know he was in Psycho 2, right?
Now I do.
Okay.
John is just an encyclopedia. Oh, wow. Good job.
Brayden and I, being such a young lad, he hasn't seen a lot of horror movies, or at least he hadn't at the time. In fact, tonight I brought him a DVD copy because I have the Blu-ray and I was going to throw it away anyway. No, I have a copy of Christine, which you should see. It's John Carpenter. It's awesome. At least I think it is.
Okay.
And we used to talk horror movies all the time.
All the time.
So I would give you like a stack of my DVDs to take to your parties, and you guys probably you did I not introduce you to what, The Lost Boys?
Yes, and The Thing,
another John Carpenter, same director.
Yes,
and Ash in The Evil Dead.
Oh my God, I love it! You're going to see the remake?
Yes, and I was going to see if everybody's still going to go big party, Evil Dead party, because I hear it's great.
I would love to.
Allison, you're going to go Evil Dead?
Of course.
Allison loves horror movies.
When's it come out?
Everyone asks me that. Does it really come out Friday?
Yeah.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah, we got
to
go.
I would love to go see that.
We should set it up. I hear really great things about it. So,
cool.
Have you watched a lot of horror movies that I recommended to you since? In the last year and a half? You've had a year and a half.
Refresh my memory of which ones you recommended?
I don't even know what I'm talking
to. Yeah, I don't even know.
He's just humoring you at this point.
Really? I'm not even sure. Probably not, actually.
That's
probably
great.
You know, watch a lot of Halloween movies. And like
yeah,
Halloween.
Those are awesome.
Those are amazing.
Okay. My question to you is, I gave you a copy of, at the wrap party, one of the two seasons, I gave you Raiders of the Lost Ark on DVD. You started to watch it. and you never finished it.
Wow.
I did not.
Well, he's got a sad story.
These kids these days.
I'm going to say it because it's whatever. I was watching Raiders and my grandma's dog died while I was watching it. And I was so excited to watch it, but then like I never got back to it.
Did it happen in front of you?
In Ohio.
Oh.
So no.
Okay. But you just got the call.
Got the call.
All right. No, I get it.
You saw the dog shot down right in front of your
He's
eyes.
Right there.
Oh, no, could have had a seizure or something.
No.
That's why I didn't bring you Cujo tonight.
Oh.
Bring back some memories. You should go back and finish it.
I should actually, yeah.
Wow, look at your resume, man. This is awesome. You should see Robert's resume. It's like IMDb, didn't even bother.
Are you all three actors?
No.
No?
No.
Just me.
But your drummer is an actor as well.
No, the other guitar player and singer.
Oh, the other guitar player. Oh, sorry, you're the drummer. Pardon me. Yeah. Yes. But you were in Men of a Certain Age.
Yeah, for one episode. Just
okay, so you're on the guitar. So
he got an Academy Award, actually, for his performance.
It's amazing. Nice.
Well deserved.
Television series.
Yes.
Brady, that's so bizarre. It's so rare that they do that. But it was that good.
Oh,
that
the
they're
Emmy?
Just like,
the
well,
Emmys were
it was
like,
an Academy Award. You know?
The Oscars have taken over. Why not?
Why not?
Oh, God, good times.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm waiting till you finish Raiders, but Christmas Story 2, you played Ralph Parker. Now, what was that like? Had you seen the original before you started that?
No.
Okay.
Oh, geez, yeah, you're killing me.
But no, that was interesting to work on, actually. Working with Brian Levant, a bunch of great people, Daniel Stern and stuff.
Yeah, Daniel Stern, man, Home Alone.
Yeah, he was an amazing man to work with. He was really fun. And but it was very interesting. It was my first role where the director wanted me really theatrical and really, it was kind of a weird transition because I'm usually really just like, hey, how you doing? Chill, kind of normal. And then he wanted me all pizzazz, you know, because it's like a kind
jazz
of a thing.
Hands.
Jazz hands. And so it was kind of an interesting, cool thing to play. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What's the reaction been like to that? Pretty good?
You know.
There's a lot of fans of that movie.
There are. I mean, I'd say pretty well, you know? Yeah.
Okay. And you were on, I'm looking at this and I was, my jaw drops. I need your agent. six feet under. You were very young. You were what, 9?
Yes.
Okay. And in the episode Eat a Peach.
Yeah, that was actually the first television series I got, actually.
Yeah.
And James Cromwell, he's actually in Betrayal, the ABC show I got. So
oh, wow.
He's like.
Oh, cool. Yeah, because you're doing a new show called Betrayal.
I am, yeah. You're probably going to get to that in a second, huh?
Well, I didn't
beat you to it.
You don't let me segue, apparently.
So that was cool. Yeah.
But you worked with, did you have any scenes with Michael C. Hall, a.k.a. Dexter?
I did not. That would have been amazing.
Yeah. But you did get to work with Robert Loggia, and you don't even care.
Oh, Robert Loggia.
I'm kidding. You've done Criminal Minds, ER. Oh, my gosh. Look at this thing. This goes on. My printer ran out of ink. Grey's Anatomy, and man, this goes on. Law and Order, Eli.
And how come we have not seen you yet in a tabloid yet? That's what's upsetting me.
Good
with
job.
A resume like yours,
yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I would expect you should be drunk in a parking lot somewhere, running through a Poland airport with your shirt off. Something. I mean, you guys are just way too good. And I think that might help, you know, maybe that'll help the image of the band.
That
if you guys
they just don't know.
Maybe you should cause a little bit more damage, you know, and that will put you.
You know what? Why not?
Mom's in the other room.
Real quick.
No.
Well,
do we do a shout out to mom and dad? In the,
Your mom and dad are out in the outer lobby. You just kind of like, yeah, my mom and dad are
just to make sure.
Yes.
Everything is completely.
Mom and dad are here.
Yes.
They wanted to come. I drove. Okay, I drove,
all right.
Yes. Real quick, we'll talk about.
You are
about
not going downtown,
maybe
young
we
man.
We'll talk. We'll wait till Peter's. You good, Peter?
No, I'm not.
What's
good.
In your drink tonight, pal?
Absolutely nothing.
All right. Because you finished it.
Pretty much.
Let's talk about this Betrayal real quick. You're working with E.T.'s Henry Thomas.
Ooh. I am. He's
Is he cool?
He's so nice. We actually. The funniest story ever is we hung out with him, me and my sister on the show. We actually went to the Navy Pier in Chicago because it films in Chicago. And we went with him and we just got lost. Like there's supposed to be so much great things you can do. And I'm like, Dylan called me because he loves Chicago. He's like, dude, you love Navy Pier? I was like, there was nothing there because we just got lost. We're like in alley, like in like. It was strange.
Well, you haven't been downtown. When do you leave the studio tonight? You get lost there. You see these alleys.
Yeah.
Let's get on to your band. I'm gonna go with it. Let's get on to your band.
Please.
Have you always played music?
For as long as I can remember. I mean, I definitely enjoyed music, and then I started playing. So
yeah,
when I was about 7, 8, 9,
so a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Do you write your own stuff?
Yeah, we do write our own stuff. We all kind of get in a room together and just write songs and make sure.
Oh, because I thought you wrote the bulk of the songs, at least at the time.
I mean, at the time, but you know, it's more of a collaborative effort now, definitely, 100%. We all kind of bring our own ideas that are amazing. I mean, Cole, Zach, Dylan, and me are all fantastic in our own right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was just before.
Mm-hmm.
And now our new song's kind of all,
What's your new song?
Like all of them we play now, like geez, you know.
Oh, I thought you had a specific, because if I wrote a song, it'd be once every 5 years.
Oh, no, we have like, geez, I don't know, a ton of songs, like 15 new or more.
Wow.
Well, way more, actually.
Yeah.
But 15 that we like playing live and stuff, or maybe, and stuff like that.
Yeah, and you guys have played some great venues here. Jesus, this is a lot. There's a lot of gas and coke.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. At least it's coming up this end. You played at the Whiskey A Go-Go. Oh gosh, that's a little late on that one. You had to find the right button.
It was fumbling.
You're always fumbling. Allison, move closer to me. You're too close to Peter.
That's good radio. Yeah.
Wow. You played at the Whiskey A Go-Go. You played the Roxy.
Yes.
Where else have you played?
We played
Universal Amphitheater,
right? No, we played City Walk, yeah.
And were you at the Amphitheater? I mean,
The Five Towers. Yeah, yes, yeah. That's right. And we won the 98.7 Rockstar competition at the Key Club.
Wow.
The Canyon Club.
Out of how many bands?
About
150.
It was like 150 grown up LA bands, because we were like 13 at the time.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that was pretty cool.
Have a call. We have a call. Hey, caller, who's calling?
My name's Jessica.
Your name is Jessica, huh? Where are you calling from, Jessica?
My name's Dylan.
I know it's Dylan. Stephanie calling.
Dylan Minette's in the
calling
building.
From Germany. Dylan, what's going on, dude? All these years I've been pronouncing your name and probably spelling it wrong, too. It's not Minetti, it's Minette.
Yes,
I'm just telling
that's
you so
why you
know.
Wouldn't come on the show.
Dylan, exactly. where are you calling from, man?
I am calling from Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Wow.
And you have reception?
Surprisingly, I'm in like the only room in the hotel that has reception.
That's funny.
I'm dead serious. What's up, everybody? How's it going?
Cole cannot hear a word because he doesn't have a headset. It's really funny. It's like, I don't know.
Dylan, I miss you.
How you doing, Dylan?
Cole doesn't have a headset?
Nope, we ran out because Robert needed one.
Wait, do you want to talk to Cole?
We can switch to headsets.
We're sharing equipment. We have one mic. We're in a garage. Not really.
Oh, this is getting chaotic over here.
How's Hugh Jackman, man? How's that going?
Hugh is awesome. And the movie's going good, and we should be done next week, hopefully, and I'll be back and just living my life.
Well, you're missing out tonight, buddy. You're missing out on some fun tonight.
I know.
You
Trust
could be
me.
In downtown
Saturday night
in
a seedy radio station having a blast.
But instead, I'm in the middle of a rural park in Georgia.
Now, do you use that Jessica voice in the movie? Are you just using it, testing it out, or is that just something
just
you do?
This Manti Te'o kind of thing, you know? Just hold catfish.
I don't know.
Dude.
I was just trying to trick you guys, but then I didn't know if I was on the air or not.
You were on the air, and you didn't trick anybody, but that was a nice try.
You got to commit. You got to commit to it.
You had me fooled.
No,
I'm on the air?
Yeah, you are.
Man.
Braden's the only one who fell for it.
We think we're alive.
Brayden's still wondering who you are. You know, the guys, there's only three here tonight, but they're gonna play a song, man.
And we won't have you here.
Can you play it over the phone?
Yeah.
Your part over the phone.
Physically, like, playing a song.
Yeah,
physically.
You and Hugh Jackman. But get him over there. Get him over to the phone. Play a song.
Call him up.
Yeah, why not?
He could sing.
You are in a movie that I love. I'm going to talk about this really quick. Let Me In. It's the remake of Somebody's at the Door. I don't know what the other one's called.
Let the Right One In.
Great job, man. You were like the bully in that.
Yeah, that was good.
It was really great job, man.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I just wanted to gush for a sec. I'm done. Now, man, so you want to talk to the guys really quick? Should we just shut up?
Should we leave?
Yeah.
No, I mean...
Yeah, you are live, buddy.
Up, guys?
What's up, dude?
Dylan.
I
wish I'll be there next week. Oh, my gosh.
Sick dude.
Dude, yeah.
So you guys really are like best of friends, huh?
Oh, I want to be your best friend. I don't want you to be my girl.
You're the best
friend. I knew it was coming. I knew the plug was coming.
Now that you're on that subject, I actually, when doing a little research about you guys, because even though I've been a fan for years,
of course.
But there was one quote in that. We had Dylan online. I saw a quote under one of your videos, and that's why I'm always curious about band troubles. Braden is sort of cute, but Dylan is hot.
Written by a guy named Evan.
So I'm really, you know, I just don't know what really is going on.
Do you want to hear something really weird?
And if that's a problem there.
There's one on the video of tomorrow, and this guy named, I don't even know, like it's like Smith something. He's like, I would tap that shit all night.
Oh, dear God.
Please take my virginity.
Oh, Jesus. And he's 52 years old, probably.
And that is creepy.
It's all my aliases. They're all my aliases.
What was the guy's name, Peter? I actually wrote his last name down.
Evan Norwood.
Evan Norwood, your number is 1-800-893-9562.
And it was one of the videos, and it was the number one comment under the YouTube video, and it was the first guy typed in the Fiva Eva, and it was the first video I got. I can't remember which one it was. I think it was under maybe the 27.
Ooh,
I think it was under that one. I think I wrote down, and I was just like, oh, that's a little creepy.
You know,
I didn't know if that was like a problem where it's just like, no, I'm the cute one, you're the funny one, you're breaking
Peter
up the
and I
whole
have that
dynamic.
Problem on the show.
You know, of the situation. Yeah, no.
Yeah, that wasn't, yeah.
I'm weird. The pretty one.
I'm the one that's got cutting out of everything.
No, you're the serious one, Robert.
Well, Allison,
we went over this.
You. Allison,
okay.
What do you think? They're all cute.
Oh, God. Don't do. Yes, of course they are. They're adorable.
Oh, thank you. Oh, them.
See? Empty. I'm going to talk to you.
Don't put me on the spot.
how many people are here right
that
now?
37 people.
That's actually Braden doing a British accent. That's Braden doing a British accent. That's better than your Jessica.
Oh, man. Oh, wait, how many people are there? Because it's a really confusing phone call on this end.
hold on one second. We actually have a few audience members.
Once again, who do we have on the air right now?
We have a lot of audience members. We have Braden LeMasters. It's a lot of people, dude. It's a lot of people.
A lot of homeless people.
We're in a movie theater right now with people here.
Well, hey.
Oh, wow.
It's a live remote.
Dylan, I hate to cut you short, my friend. You called, but these guys have to sing a song, and you're not here. So it's kind of your fault.
Well, there we go.
Unless you have your bass with you.
Get me out of the band right now.
Do you want to plug anything before you go away, my friend?
I don't know what you guys have covered, but I want to say that lots of cool stuff coming up this year, and as soon as I'm back, which is next week, we're working nonstop, and these guys are going to sing you a song, and they just said that they're kicking me out of the band, and no, I'm kidding.
It's been fun. They've really loved your company.
Dylan, one word.
I know. No, I'm just kidding. Dude, play your heart, Zach, guys. Just do it.
Dylan,
make everybody love you.
Zach wants to say something.
One word. Coachella.
Ooh.
So now all your stalkers will know where to go. They're going to be at Coachella.
You guys are going to be performing in the campground somewhere.
Dylan, we actually got a gig. Be driving.
That'd be cool.
All right, hey dude, thanks for calling, man. Good luck with the rest of the shoot.
Yeah, have fun.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks so much, man. Is this live or when can I
this
download?
Is live.
We have no idea.
Hopefully tomorrow. We think tomorrow. We hope tomorrow. Definitely Monday, but we think tomorrow.
Can't wait to listen. Hey, guys, have a great night. Thank
Don't
you
get
so much
too
for
excited.
Me calling.
Yeah, Dylan, please.
You too, man. Later, Dylan.
Later.
All right. Love you guys. Love everybody.
Love you too.
Well, that is the sweetest thing I have ever heard.
Again, the number is 1-800-893-9562. What are you guys going to play tonight?
We're going to play an original song called Hello, You There.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to play that open track? do you guys want to get, what do you got? You have the two of us, some mics together.
Yeah, we'll
get
a...
We only have 14 mics and, six guests.
We have a weird
ready.
Thing.
Can you play in the dark? Because we actually do the show.
Do we have any, playoff music for them?
So right now the guys are getting up and they're getting their music. One of them just left. He ran out of the building. Oh, the other one just ran out of the building. I don't know what's happening. Mindy, do you want to plug anything before we... have the band play?
Oh, hey, my name's Mindy.
What did I call you?
Well, Mindy, I'm just reintroducing myself to your listening audience.
Oh, I thought I would call you. Did I call yourself? Never?
No,
you said okay, good. Thank God. I do that sometimes.
I'm in a band called Dangerously Sleazy.
Braden was this close to calling it Dangerously Sleazy. it's just the fever.
What?
He has his band. He almost called it the same
thing.
You
almost called it Dangerously Sleazy?
What? Yes.
See? What? No, I'm
You're
kidding.
You're messing with
me. I'm not. So are you guys...
All you guys got the microphones in your correct position?
I believe so.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Robert's like a stage manager now. He threw off his headset. He's giving these.
He's
actually
a roadie.
He's all over the. He really is a roadie.
Yeah.
He's awesome. Let me know when you guys are ready.
You guys ready?
Yeah. I'm ready.
All right. It's only an hour show, guys. All right. Let's hear it. The fever. People love it too.
Thank you. That was
great. And we even had a caller during that, but they hung up.
Oh, wow.
They were listening to the song. That was great. That was real. And that sounded better than I thought it would in here.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
That's nothing against you guys, like the studio itself. I mean,
yeah, thank you.
It's like, this is really good.
That was so fun.
You didn't need that CD. Is that even English? Wow. And wow, Cole is sweating. There's no air conditioning.
There's no air conditioning in here.
It's crazy.
He's a drummer.
Crying like a baby over here.
Really great stuff.
That was awesome.
Yeah, well, how long did it take you to write that? Now, who wrote that?
Well, actually, like, dreamt all those lyrics. Like, it's actually a story that I dreamt, actually.
Wow.
But the music just kind of just came to us, you know?
Yeah.
And it was really cool. We wanted to put those really cool counter guitar chords that actually made it had a weird... Like, if you notice, it's like like, yeah, like two chords are different on the verse, and it sounds kind of like dreamy.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
John does not know. John's eyes just glazed over. It was a song.
So there was some sort of a chord going on.
There was two different chords that kind of
John only knows corduroy, so
yeah, and
I mean, you guys have great composition, especially for your age. I got to say, I mean, you know, from the little bit that I've heard, I mean, most of the bands your age are definitely much more poppy, and you guys definitely have some great roots. You know, it seems like in music, definitely seems like you guys know your history and have definitely taken influences from more than just the last 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
Do all of you love the Beatles, or just Braden? You, like, Braden's got Beatles all over his Facebook page, and they're everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Because Allison's from England. She might have known them.
I met Ringo.
I did meet Ringo.
And I spoke to Paul McCartney. Whoa. I was like really excited.
What happened there? Because
I was on the phone, but I used to work at a record company, and he was calling my boss, and I just sat and watched the phone until it rang, and then I picked it up, and he's like, "Hello, it's Paul." I was like super excited.
That's so cool.
I'm a big Beatles fan.
So, oh, me too.
Yeah.
My question is, who are your influences other than the Beatles of like your music?
Arctic Monkeys.
Nice.
Says it on the show.
Yeah.
The Strokes, Kings of Leon, The Libertines.
Nice.
Rolling Stones, you know, things like that.
The Vaccines.
The Vaccines.
There's a lot of English bands in there.
Yeah, The Vaccines and Arctic Monkeys. And...
Yeah, my friend manages The Vaccines, actually.
Okay, give me her number. And then
British bands and stuff.
Yeah,
that's
they're awesome. Yeah, I love The Vaccines.
Yeah, Allison has got a Rolodex. Well, they don't have Rolodexes anymore, do they? They probably have it on your computer. Like, she worked at Capitol Records. She probably knows everything.
Whoa.
She knows everybody.
Wow.
I do know some people.
It's our brownie that knows
everybody.
Oh,
you know everybody.
Actually, when I worked at Capitol, I tried to sign the Arctic Monkeys.
Whoa.
Wow. I tried to get my boss to sign two bands, and Franz Ferdinand and Arctic Monkeys.
Wow.
And they didn't sign either.
And they both laughed in your face.
Franz Ferdinand's awesome.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, I heard a two-song demo by Arctic Monkeys, and I was like, this is amazing. You got us. And it never happened.
Oh, my God.
It was a big mistake.
Wow.
That's crazy. They passed it up.
Now, so you know Robert Loggia, but that she knows the Arctic Monkeys, and you're excited.
And John, you have no idea
what
the Arctic Monkeys
are. These Arctic Monkeys.
If you're the Arctic Monkeys or want Allison to sign you, call 1-800-893-9562.
If you need a break.
We had a caller, but I could say, hey, Brayden, stop singing. Hello? That's great, man. Really
I wish
good
we
stuff.
Had callback.
Star 69.
It'll be Star 69, then, exactly.
It's probably Keith calling in.
Oh, poor Keith.
He should call in, man.
Selling his literal jeans now.
It was just one call in his German jail. That's horrible.
It might have been the monkey dialing in. We're not sure. It's a smart monkey. That's great, man. And boy, we have nothing else to talk about.
Good job, John.
I'm just going to throw these notes away because I'm leafing through. Yeah, guys. So there you go.
Now, do you guys have any albums or anything coming up? Or have you guys recorded anything? I mean, obviously you've recorded stuff, but.
Wait, Robert, I'm glad I let you talk.
Well, you know, because you were doing such a great job, John.
Let's fight later.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, like, right. We've recorded a lot, and some of the stuff's not really out yet. We have some of the stuff that we might release in the future. Are we going to come out with some new stuff and record again? Just we want to make sure whatever we come out with is just as best as it can be, and hope the fans like it. And yeah, and everybody's just we just want it as good as we can.
Do you guys all get along? Do you fight? I want to hear that stuff.
Yeah.
Do you fight? I mean, there's got to be. So you're looking around, Zach, because you're like, geez, should I tell that story?
Just to look at Cole. Just like, I'm just joking.
Fans fight when they get married, right? That's like you bring Yoko in. And
no, but how
fight.
Did you guys all come together and you know meet for the? Was it
That's
was it not
question,
not met
Peter?
At a certain age?
Actually,
was it or was it?
It's
actually
an interesting
there?
Story.
Or you guys were already playing before that happened.
Well, see, Braden's dad actually taught Zach lessons, music lessons.
He's out in the. He can hear you, by the way. He's out in the studio. He's out in the lobby.
Hey,
he agrees with you.
Yeah, so we all kind of met through these various music programs and kind of became good friends because we played this music program called Join the Band, and we kind of practiced and played a show at the Whiskey and did all this stuff when we were like 10. No, we were like 12, right?
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Oh, wait, how can you play at the Whiskey? Is it not 21 and over?
Sometimes
not for tailings.
We're playing. We're playing the Viper Room May 7th.
And that's great.
That's
a buddy of my manager.
So how do you do that? Do they make you play in the parking lot and just like plug your amp?
Well, actually, this girl went to the Whiskey, who kind of books gigs everywhere, and she kind of fought for us to play the Viper Room, and they're like, "All right, sweet. Like, I don't care. Like, I mean, 17, 18. Will they really care? Hopefully, they don't care that much for not 21. But
yeah, don't tell them. Usually, get those fake IDs going.
The fake IDs.
Yeah, it's working on it.
Usually, it's like we play, and then they kick us out like after a certain amount of time and stuff.
So you can't hang out.
Or we get X's on our
right.
Stuff like that.
Wow. We have 10 minutes, Robert?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for I was like trying to make...
Robert's in charge of how much time we have, but he's making signals and gestures.
A hell of a job he does.
And Cole's freaking out.
Cole's moving away from me now.
He's not landing a plane. You may think he is, but he's not.
I'm just trying to tell him 10 minutes.
Those lit up cones mean something. We're just trying to figure it out.
One of the weird things was they were playing at Join the Band at the Whiskey. And I was playing in a different band at Join the Band in the Whiskey, and I didn't even know them at the time. But we were at the same venue, at the same place, just different bands. We didn't even know it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Pretty weird.
Wow.
I'm freaking out over here, actually.
And how long have you guys been together?
Like three years.
That's awesome.
Now, Braden, do you like, what do you prefer? If someone said you could do one or the other, act or cut hair? You thought I was going to say sing, didn't you?
I did think that.
No, act or sing. What would you want to do?
Barber's always a safe profession.
It's true.
I want to remind you of that.
I think it's
a secure profession. People always need haircuts.
It's true.
I mean, they're both really great experiences, you know, like...
Cutting hair?
Cutting hair.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah,
now I'm confused.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm just... It's just like a weird thing because they're both so amazing and they work hand in hand like if you're on a successful TV show, a lot of people check out your band. So like, it's kind of like really cool like that. But
if you're in a popular band, they're going to check out your TV show.
Check out your TV show. There you go.
See what I did there?
That's what John and I need.
You're just like Miley Cyrus.
We need a band.
We do. The two idiots. Is that taken? Is that title taken? We can't sing or play an instrument.
Neither.
But we're not good.
Thanks, so, John.
What are you giving signals to your mom now, Braden?
Yeah.
What does that mean? To give me, bring in the beer?
He's bringing in the
what
tambourine.
Does that mean? What's
CD.
Happening?
Yes. CD is coming.
Oh, you got a CD. No, what is that? What are you going to do with that?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
He's going to hold it. Hold it up to the microphone
It's like a comforting thing to me.
You got to hold a CD. A lot of people hold cell phones or, Robert holds a teddy bear. You hold a CD.
Yeah, I mean,
What's a signal to have your dad bring in some beer? Is it this? You guys have to leave the room once we start drinking, though. That's the problem.
Well, I mean, just kind of sitting here and kind of listening to you guys and how cool you are.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's so sweet.
Wow.
See, on radio, they actually believe you.
Yeah.
But if they were here, I was like, geez, those poor kids. Dudes.
I've never felt like a bigger loser in my life.
Well, Peter, think how your family feels.
You know how much my parents miss
you. What are you guys talking about now?
What's happening?
What is that? Do you
want us to play?
We can hear you.
You guys can. I mean, you know what?
Are you going to play us out?
I mean, why don't you?
What do you want to do? You just say it.
Maybe play this sometime in the future.
Like at home, on the way home? What do you want me to play this?
On the street.
Can you guys sit in the back seat of the car while we drive home and just play us live? So we don't, I have another CD in my, I don't know how to get it out in my Ford Fusion.
So
it's not ejecting. Did you want to play it tonight? Did you want to play something?
What are you asking? I mean, you know what? I mean, you only live once,
so
right?
So you're done playing live? Is that what you're saying? You're not going to play us out now?
Maybe we can do both.
You're going to play with the CD?
No.
It's so confusing.
I'm going to do everything at once.
We have six minutes left. I don't think there's time to do both.
Well, then, I mean, Yeah. You mean,
this is what do you want to do?
This is going far.
This can be, this could be a moment in time where, you guys got the honors to kind of like.
Do you want to play the CD? Is that what you want to do? Yeah, you do.
You know what? Why not?
Robert, being the cool guy he is going to put down those flashing cones.
Run, Robert, run.
And run into Mindy's booth.
Robert. Oh, ooh, he just bit it hard.
Okay. And Mindy is racing. She's almost choked on a gummy bear.
I hope it works, actually.
What? Mindy?
The CD.
Oh.
I didn't test it.
Mindy's gone.
That's really great. What track do you want Mindy to play? When it's ready. When it's time.
There's only one track.
How long is the song?
The song is 3 minutes and 26 seconds.
So we have... We should
5 minutes and 52
we
seconds.
Start, you know what? We'll play it till it ends. But let's plug away. Let's start. We're going to end the show. Robert, what do you want to plug? Real quick.
I forgot. Indiegogo for Up in Smoke. pledge money.
Jeez, don't
That's
stutter.
All.
You only have 10 seconds.
And One Wars.
All right. Yeah. Peter, what do you want to plug, buddy?
All next week, I'll be at the 405 exit on Sepulveda.
Selling roses or what are we talking about?
Just performing songs, you know, just a couple of ditties as people come in and out, you know. And then also, as always, is sitting in the lobby. Our apologies to Willie Ames.
Willie Ames was in the lobby.
We're not to make it on the show tonight. We are sorry. Hopefully we'll get you on next week.
Okay, we're going to play it out in just a second. Mindy's on top of it. We're just going to end that tonight with the song in just a moment. Is that cool, Mindy?
I'll do my best.
I love
it. Thank you, Mindy.
What do you guys want to plug? Cole, Zach, Braden?
Shout out to my Sherman Oaks CES homies, West Side Story, coming up 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's Cole talking,
Jets,
by the way.
Jets right there. What up? All right, thank you.
What up, homie? Okay, Cole?
Zach.
You're Zach. I'm so sorry. I can't see. I'm confused.
I guess all I can say is... Right now, I'm really excited. Coachella. I mean, that's all on my own.
Coachella. Again, for all... Okay, yeah, no problem. We got to give her a minute. For all the stalkers out there, Coachella.
Wait, are you going to Coachella? Are you playing Coachella? You're going?
We're going. We wish we're playing maybe next year.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
I think this whole show is falling apart right now.
Just set up your own
stage. Because
of
your CD. There's people...
You're getting the bump.
There's explosions going on. Mindy's got sparks in there. Braden, what do you want to plug, buddy? You got any shows or movies or music or gigs or whatever?
Basically that we're just going to be working really hard, you know, this summer to get things really rolling and really kind of start everything off really nicely. And for all those who, like, heard, you know, my voice, I just want to point out that this is Dylan singing this one.
Oh, Dylan's going to be singing. Nice. The guy who called in. Not as Jessica, but as Dylan.
As Dylan. I thought, you know, that'd be a good song, too, to showcase him.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I just want to plug that everyone's going to be having a good time and everyone's going to be eating food. And
That's always a good time.
It's going to be good.
All right. And we should plug again the Men of a Certain Age Season 2 DVD.
Yes.
You should go and get that because not only is Braden in it, I am in it with Braden. And you were a good student, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Allison,
what
do you want to plug?
Nothing. What have I got to plug?
I don't know.
Walking Dead season finale tomorrow.
Yeah, and what do you have to? Did you sign anybody to that?
Did I sign? No, right? Yeah, no, I didn't.
Allison, it's so great having you tonight.
Yes.
I so much prefer you over Stephanie.
Thank you.
And Michelle and David Lemasters out there, thank you for sitting in the lobby.
You.
I brought in a blue light for them to sit. They're bathed in blue light right now. Mindy, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Oh, I pretty much have to, you know.
Sounds like fun.
Listen to the hot box, right?
Listen to the hot box.
Hot box, dangerously sleazy.
And we're going to play this song out as much as we can. This is Dylan Minnette. And what's the name of the song, Braden?
Young Love.
Let's listen to Young Love. See you later, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Discuss. is at. Oh.